Classmates join together to support Super Nicholas Waiting for Kidney. By Nate Church on November 12, 2019. Nicholas Corby is fighting for his life, and Hopedale Memorial Elementary School is standing with him on the battle lines. "We're just waiting for a kidney to become available for him," said his mother, Kim Corby. The 10-year-old soldier was born on April 15, 2009, with both kidneys in critical condition, and had one of them removed by his first birthday. It was not enough. Complicating the case is Corby's type O blood. In a cruel irony, he would be able to donate organs to just about anyone who needed them, but can only accept organs from other donors with the rare blood type. And even if the rigorous testing produces a match, insurance only covers the procedure itself. It will not pay the household bills piling up during this journey. Corby's remaining kidney is now in stage 4 failure, and only the 3 days of dialysis he suffers a week is keeping him alive. Still, his dad boasts of his son's relentless courage. "Even when he's sitting in dialysis, he's like, 'I love it here.' He's always positive." Nicholas' dad is far from alone in the sentiment. Last week, Nicholas Corby's classmates lined the halls of his school to cheer him on in his lifelong battle, holding up a banner cheering their Super Nicholas. They have also united to raise an unspecified amount of money in support of his treatment. "They're so wonderful here," his mother said. "It's like another family. They're very supportive, and they love him, probably as much as we do." Principal Brian Miller has demonstrated just that, speaking with words of empathy to frame their collective effort. "That's got to be taxing on a family, raising kids and how busy life is. So if there's a little thing we can do to help out, we're happy to do that." Anyone interested in the brave young man's fight for life can find more information, including ways to get involved, at nicholascorby.com.